Stand by to receive our transmission.
Broadcasting to all of humanity from radioonthego.com.
I find this scientifically fascinating.
This is North Central Iowa's own 98.9 FM, KQCR Parkersburg. Radio on the go.
You got the beat! The Brothers Market Sports Show with Radio on the Go! Stay tuned as our KQCR Sports Department interviews a variety of sports figures, making news from across our area, the state, and beyond. The Sports Beat every Saturday morning on 98.9 FM is brought to you by our partners at Brothers Market in Grundy Center and Parkersburg. Grab your groceries today or any day at Brothers Market, where they treat you like family. The Brothers Market Sports Beat Show is next on 98.9 FM and the KQCR stream through radioonthego.com.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Brothers Market Sports Beat on 98.9 KQCR. I'm your host, John Moenkel. On this week's show, we talk the spring sports postseason. In our first segment, it'll be interviews from Decorah on Monday as the Appleton-Parkersburg boys tennis season came to an end. The second segment, it's AP girls tennis as the Falcons were able to advance a doubles team to the state meet at Wednesday's singles and doubles regional tournament at Burns Park in Waterloo. The third segment will be student athletes that competed at Thursday's state qualifying track and field meet in Grundy Center. All of these interviewees advanced to state. And then the show wraps up with two head coaches from that track meet, Appleton Parkersburg's Alex Pollock and Grundy Center's Chris Conger. That's coming up next on the Brothers Market Sports Beat.
Oh, the specials you will see when you download the Brothers Market app for free. Get the Brothers Market mobile app and show them at checkout. It's on your phone, and you can get Best Choice Soda 12-packs for just $1.99. Show your mobile app at checkout at Brothers in Parkersburg or Grundy Center and get On the Border chips or salsa for just $1.49. And you can get a free package of Best Choice buns. That's right, for free. Just show the mobile app when you check out at the stores in Grundy Center or Parkersburg. It's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Tate Niemeyer joins us after winning the third-place match here at Decorah today. Tate, I know the season didn't end how you wanted it to, but walk me through how your singles matches ended up going today. Sounds like an exhausting but a good day overall.
Yeah, I think I played pretty good the first two matches and went up against a good Daniel Scrady in the semifinals match and just couldn't pull it out.
So that match against Scrady, just kind of talk about the game flow. I mean, you were down early, but you were able to come back there in that first set. Kind of got it tied up there 3-3 in the second set, but then three more sets from him. Just kind of talk us through that one.
Yeah, at the beginning of each set, I was either tied at 3-3 or down 3-2. It was pretty close. Then after that, he just kind of pulled away, just playing good tennis, and I couldn't do anything about it.
And then in the third place match here, you end up coming out on top against a kid from Western Dubuque. A good way to end your season, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel happy that I could win that match and just get the third place medal. And it's not the result I wanted, but next year we'll come back better.
You bet. So how is today's performance going to motivate you for not only next year, but the year after that, your future here for the AP tennis team?
Yeah, I'm going to work really hard over the offseason with my coaches and my teammates to make sure I'm not in the third place next year, and then be one of the two that make it to state next year.
And looking back on the season as a whole, obviously for you individually, a very successful year, and same for the team as well. What comes to mind when you think about the year as a whole?
Yeah, I'm glad we won conference and as a team and singles and doubles. We got a lot of guys through there as champions, and I think our team record, that I think that puts together a pretty good season.
All right. Anything else you want to share?
No.
AP boys tennis coach Rhett Peters joins us after the season unfortunately comes to a close here today. I know it didn't finish how you wanted here, but just kind of walk us through how today went. Let's start with the two doubles matches that you guys ended up playing. Walk us through those.
Yeah, so our top doubles team today of Zach and Grant got the 3 seed, played a good Decorah team that's still playing right now. Unfortunately, didn't play well enough to get the win, but we had another doubles team playing at the same time, which would have been Caleb Merriweather and Keegan Bolas. They played a solid match throughout, went 3 sets, and I think lost in a close third set. So, unfortunate. Obviously, you want to at least win a doubles match, just get some points team-wise, but you know how brackets work. There's always teams in the middle that you don't expect, and hats off to Decorah. They played better tennis than we did today, and thus why they won the matches. Singles-wise, Adam Mosk played a good first match for us, got us those points, and then he ran into Decorah's one seed, Branham, who's the district champ here today. Thought he still played a good match there. Tate was on the other side of the draw, playing the three seed to go to state. Played a solid match, could have played better. But at the end of the day, Scrady from Decorah outplayed him. That's why he's moving on. It's an unfortunate result, but you learn from your losses. So.
But what does it say about his resilience to be able to come back like that in that third place match and be able to put together a performance like that?
Yeah, I think anytime we go on a tennis court, it's our goal to win a match, whether it's for third place or first place or second place. So I think even though he's obviously bummed with the result, always have time to go and play hard. So,
I asked Tate the same thing, but what do you think this is going to do as far as his motivation, you know, as far as his junior and his senior year, hopefully getting to state?
Yeah, I think not just motivating for Tate, but for all the guys, obviously it's not the result you want. So I would assume that a lot of kids are going to want to put in some more time in the off season so we can come back here again next year and maybe have a different result. I said the only way that you can guarantee wins and not have to worry about seeding is just playing good tennis. So if you truly are a good player, you don't have to worry about where you're seeded. You can just go and beat anyone, and hopefully that's a level that we can get to next year. Obviously Tate as an individual, good thing about a loss like that is you see a lot of things as a coach that you can pinpoint for the next year. From my perspective, he needs to be a little bit better offensive player, but he has the strokes to do it. So a good off season, and we'll be back, and hopefully a different result next time.
You bet. And when it comes to, you know, thinking about the whole season here, your first year as the leader of this program, a very successful year overall. What comes to mind when you think about this season as a whole?
Yeah, I think we had an interesting season, to say the least. Just the way of having half the meets you would normally have, half the practices you would normally have. But regardless, I think our boys stayed committed. We had a fun season without doubt, regardless of today. They'd all tell you that they improved individually. And truly, regardless of score today, I think we could have contended with anyone on the double side. And I know Tate, if he played that kid again, could beat him. So regardless of how it ended today, we improved, we played well, we had a good season. So no complaints there.
Any final thoughts about today or the season as a whole?
No, I just say thanks to the kids and the parents for coming down to Decorah. Obviously, it's not a short trip from Parkersburg, but just thanks to all of our supporters. And also thanks to Dave Price, too, who's not here today, but has helped a lot with the boys this year as well. So,
brightly lit stores, wide aisles, friendly people, and great specials. It's Brothers Market, Grundy Center, and Parkersburg. And this week, some of the specials you'll find: you can save on red seedless grapes for $1.49 a pound. Betty Crocker Suddenly Salad, four packages for $5. DiGiorno pizzas for $5.99, and Post cereals, two boxes for just $5. There's many other specials around the store, so shop today, Highway 57 in Parkersburg or Highway 175 in Grundy Center. It's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Libby Jansen and Adrian Niemeyer, state qualifiers here in doubles tennis at Burns Park. Libby, let's start with you. What was that moment like when you guys won that last point there and qualified for state?
Well, we were obviously tired, and then we were just like, thank God we're done, but it's awesome that we made it.
Adria, how about you? What was that moment like when you finally made it to state?
It was so hot, and I'm just glad that we got to finish on a good note, and I was so happy that I got to play with Libby and that we could win.
How fulfilling is it to see all the work throughout the season pay off with a state tournament berth now?
A lot, yeah. All the work in practice and games really just pays off in this time of the year.
Libby, how about you?
I agree. We really do work hard in practice, and like on days that it was raining, we practice inside, and some other teams don't really do that, so the hard work pays off.
Well, you guys entered the day kind of long shots to make it to state, having to play the number two seed there right away. But just, Libby, we'll start with you. Let's just talk about the journey throughout the day and how you were able to overcome all the challenges of the day.
Well, we normally do start off pretty slow in games, but we just talk to each other a lot. The more we talk, the better we play. So we did get down a lot, but then we just knew that we knew we could do it, so we just kept pushing, and then we ended up winning all of our games.
Adria, how about you?
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely tough with the heat today and just the good teams that we played, but we pulled it off and we got it.
All right, so you guys are the only entry today that's going down to state. What's it going to mean to be able to represent AP at the state tournament now?
Yeah, it's gonna be nice. There was Libby and Caitlin and the other doubles teams. They tried their hardest today, and it was good. But, yeah, it'll be nice to be the only doubles team that shows up for AP.
And Libby, for you, how meaningful is it to be able to represent AP at the state tournament?
Yeah, it's pretty cool because we are the only ones for boys and girls. So it's just, and we're just a little place, so it's cool to see our name down there.
You bet. I guess any final thoughts on making it to state here today? I guess I'm sure we'll talk to you down at state, but any final thoughts here today?
Just proud of ourselves that we got it done.
AP girls tennis coach Dave Price joins us here at Burns Park in Waterloo. Big story today is Adria and Libby making it to state in doubles. Man, what a run it was for them. What can you say about their performance here today?
I can't even put it into words. The way they played and the run that they put together was phenomenal. They're the only one of our four groups that came in without a seed. We haven't put them together very much, but the thing about them both is Libby Jansen has continued to improve literally day after day with having those 10 games in a row. You could see it in her play. And Adria, as a freshman, already had a lot of tennis skills, and she was improving. So we thought by putting these two together, they're gonna get in some people's hair. But I'd be lying to say that I ever thought that this would happen. And when their first match came out and we saw who they were playing, we knew that they can stick around with these two. And so hats off to those two. They work hard. They compete. And they don't quit, and that's what happened.
And it's one entry, I guess, today that's going to state. But what does it mean to be able to have AP represented now at the singles and doubles tournament?
You know, it's absolutely huge because when you look at how things have played out, Columbus for singles is having the 1 and 2, and they both had to beat our girls. And so Lily Hoviga and Caitlin Cavalier both gave them good matches. And you can't ask for anything better than that. They got beat by the champion and the runner-up. And then Ellie Eachin and Courtney Albertson doubles had a big first game win over a good Independence team, and then ran into a Dubuque-Wallert team that we really don't know much about, and played a marathon match and ended up losing in a tiebreaker, I think 17-15, which is unheard of. And they fought every point. So collectively, all six of those girls have nothing to hang their heads about. And I've been saying this all year, we're a good team from 1 through 6 singles. For our top three doubles, you throw in Peyton Colester, who's filled in all over the place. And as a team, we feel confident against anybody. And I think we played well and proved that today.
Well, you talked a little bit about your other doubles. Let's talk about Lily Hovinga's day. She had a marathon there in the semifinals as well, getting ready to play her third-place match as we speak. But what can you say about what she was able to accomplish today?
Lily, just for this being her first year out for tennis, shows, first of all, the type of athlete she is, and second of all, and more importantly, the competitor she is. She's going to go out and play anybody that wants to play her, and she'll play as long as you can. She got beat today by a really good Columbus girl who's in the finals against another Columbus girl. And I think a true thing about her, and really all our girls, is what other coaches say about us. We're fun to play in that we're competitive. We're not argumentative. We just want to go out there and play. And that's what Lily wants to do. She'll stay out there all night.
And then Caitlin Cavalier ends up, unfortunately, going one and done here today. But I guess if you could just talk a little bit about her performance today.
Yeah, I knew right away when we saw the draw that Caitlin got. And it is the luck or the bad luck of the draw. And unfortunately for Caitlin, it's been the last 2 years. that she's drawn in the first round someone that makes it to the finals. The good thing about Caitlin is she's gone through it before. She handles it well. Obviously, as a competitor, she's going to be upset, but she also realizes that as a team, we're still going, and she's at the head of that ship. She's going to be that number one player for us on Saturday, and her and Layla are going to be that number one doubles team for us on Saturday and team thing. And that's a big responsibility, and she knew that at the beginning of the year. I told her that you're going to have to take some hits for the team playing the other team's best players. Unfortunately, today she got stuck with it the very first round.
And speaking of Saturday, you're going to take on a Clear Lake neutral site up at Waverly Shell Rock. That's am I right in saying that's a rematch from earlier this year?
Well, it's, what it is we played them in a quad, which is set up very similar to district. So we played four matches against them, two doubles and two singles, and we did well against them. But the matchups were a little different than what we'll face. And so when we start on Saturday, it'll be the traditional, our top six girls will start off. And depending on how those games work themselves out, if we have to get into doubles, we'll get into the doubles. And once a team wins five, they'll stop the match. And hopefully we can come on top of that and move on to the next round, which will be later on that day.
And as far as scouting with Clear Lake, what do you know about them?
I know just by seeing them, they've got good, consistent players. Their number one player is a competitor. She's kind of very similar to Lily in that she'll stay out there and play with you. And Caitlin knows that. I mean, Caitlin got to see her play. She knows that if she doesn't play her game, she's going to be in for a fight. And then their doubles teams that we got to see, again, it looks like they work well together. And just like us, there's two girls that we didn't get to see. And so it's still kind of a question mark, but we feel comfortable in how our girls played today that we'll be ready for Saturday.
All right. Any final thoughts on the events of today?
No, the events of today, I couldn't be more happy than for all the six girls and really our whole team. We brought everybody here. They were supportive. They moved around to all the matches. And that's what's fun about this group is that they like to compete. They do it in the right way. They support one another. And we're just going to keep playing match at a time and try to make this season last as long as we can.
You bet. AP girls tennis coach Dave Price, thank you very much, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you, John.
Family picnics, kids ball games, graduations, whatever the reason you're getting together, you need groceries, and go to Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center for some great deals this week, including from the meat department at Brothers, fresh ground beef, 93% lean for just $3.99 a pound. You can pick up pork sirloin roast for $1.99 a pound and make some grilled cheese or cheeseburgers with Best Choice Cheese singles, two packages for $5. A lot of other specials going on this week, so shop Brothers Market for your groceries, Highway 175 and Grundy Center or Highway 57 in Parkersburg. They're open 7 days a week. It's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Talking with Grundy Center's Dahlia Gardner, a second place performance here in the shot put tonight. State qualifier, what does that mean to you to be going to state here in the shot put?
I'm really excited to return for the second time, and I think I can do even better this time than before. So very optimistic about it.
All right, well, when you got that that toss, did you know it at the time, or how did that feel when you made that toss there?
I knew it was better than my previous, and I expected it to be up there in that range.
You bet. And then when it comes to, I know you were in the long jump as well, didn't quite finish where you'd like there, but that being said, are you in anything else here tonight?
I'm in the distance medley and the 4x1.
Okay, so what's the outlook for those coming up here?
Distance med, I'm optimistic for. We'll see what we can do. And then 4x1, it is what it is. We'll see.
Yep. So now that you're for sure going to state in the shot, but what are your goals there?
I want to throw 40 or over 40 at least.
All right. And lastly, how cool is it to be able to host state qualifying here at your home track?
It's awesome because we've hosted it for the past 3 years, even when I was at BCL, so I'm pretty used to competing here.
Talking to Dyke New Hartford's Jarek Hall, just ran in the distance medley, but won the long jump here at the state qualifier. Tell me what it means to be going to state in the long jump.
I mean, it's really cool. Last year I went, it was a pretty cool experience, so I'm just really looking forward to the experience with the teammates and all that.
And as far as your performance today, how'd things go today in this heat?
It was all right. We had smooth handoffs. Just needed to finish at the end. That's what it came down to.
And then the distance medley, you end up finishing in third place. Hoping you're pretty safe as far as the time goes. We aren't going to know that for sure until tomorrow night, but I guess your general thoughts on how that went.
Yeah, we PR'd by 5 seconds, which is great. So, I mean, we really couldn't be happier. I mean, sure, we could have got second, but I'm pretty happy with the time we got.
And then walk us through how the sprint medley ended up going.
Smooth handoffs again, all around. Everyone ran really good. I ran a good split, and then everybody just ran good splits, and we got second, so now we're heading down the state.
Yep. I forgot to ask earlier, you and your teammate Devin Kolosch go 1-2 in the long jump. How awesome is that to have a teammate right there next to you going down to state like
it's
that?
It's a cool experience. I mean, we get to go out there and experience it together. I mean, he's one of my great friends, so I mean, it's just be a good experience for both of us.
All right. Anything else you're involved in here tonight?
Nope, just cheering on the team.
You bet. And I guess from a team standpoint, what do you think are going to be some keys the rest of the night?
4x4, 4x1 would definitely be big. We the 110 highs, big key factor in it. So if we score good in those, I think we should seal it off.
And your goals when you get down to state?
Probably win it.
You bet. All right. Hey, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
AP's Adam Shipper joins us. He finished second in the 400 here tonight, and you're a state qualifier. What does that mean to you to be going down to state here in the 400?
Feels great. I mean, went down last year, and it was a great experience, and it feels great to be able to go down again.
So let's talk a little bit about today's race in particular. A hot one. It looked like kind of a bang-bang finish there at the end. Just walk me through kind of your race here.
Yeah, it was real hot. I made sure I drank a lot of water today, and just towards the end, I just knew I had to push myself, gave everything I got, and so... You know, in the end, it was worth it, and going to state.
And so far, at least, you're the only AP boys automatic qualifier. What does it mean to be able to represent AP down at state track?
It means a lot. It feels great. And, I mean, hopefully we get a couple more into at large.
A lot to go yet as far as that's concerned. We'll know that till tomorrow night. But are you in any other events here tonight?
Yeah, just 4x4 and... We're really hoping to qualify that too.
All right, and let's just talk a little bit about keys for the rest of the team here tonight. What's it going to take here to get a few more qualifiers? What are some of the keys?
Make sure, even though it's hot, we still got to warm up well so we don't pull any muscles, and then just give everything we got and just leave it out all out there.
All right, any other final thoughts here on qualifying for state?
Nope, just feels great.
All right, congrats.
Yep, thank you.
Brightly lit stores, wide aisles, friendly people, and great specials. It's Brothers Market, Grundy Center, and Parkersburg. And this week, some of the specials you'll find, you can save on red seedless grapes for $1.49 a pound. Betty Crocker Suddenly Salad, 4 packages for $5. DiGiorno pizzas for $5.99, and Post cereals, 2 boxes for just $5. There's many other specials around the store, so shop today, Highway 57 in Parkersburg or Highway 175 in Grundy Center. It's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Grundy Center boys track coach Chris Conger joins us after the district meet here in Grundy Center on Thursday. Coach, you guys got quite a few auto bids, I guess. How did the results of tonight align with your expectations coming into it?
You know, I think a night like tonight's always bittersweet because, you know, you're happy for some kids that get in, and there's things that you know that get in and the kids get excited about it, and then there's things that are always on the edge, and you probably know that they just ran their last race of the year. So it's one of those things that it's a very bittersweet night, but to be able to hold the banner at the end with everybody and all the kids knowing that that's kind of what they've worked for as a team and as a unit, it's a good feeling at the end.
Well, some of your guys were almost locks to make it to state, but one guy in particular that struck me when I interviewed him was Dane Zinkula when he won the 400. He told me that coming into the year, he would not have thought that, you know, this would be a possibility for him, and now here he is winning it, going to state. Talk about what you think of his performance here tonight.
Yeah, I think when Dane came in the program, we always kind of looked at him as a 200, 400 guy, and he's really grown, and I challenged him at the beginning of the year. I said, you know, last year he went, he was a 4-time medalist, and he was kind of in some really good relays, surrounded by some other really good performers. But this year I just challenged him to, hey, be an anchor, find an individual race. And, you know, he happened to find the 400, which was right around the distance medley spot. So, you know, we had some decisions to make with him. But I think, in the end, we're real excited that he's been able to be that 400 hammer that we've expected him always to be.
Got several bubble events, and now you got an extra 24 hours to wait for that. What's your bubble looking like right now?
Yeah, it's frustrating, and it just kind of adds the anxiety for a little while. But you know, I'm an anxiety ridden person anyway, so I'll be a wreck for the next 24 hours. But you know, it's all in good fun, and you know that you put your best performance out there, and if it goes, it goes, and if it doesn't, then we'll deal with that as well.
When we talked before the season, one of the big points was that you were moving from 1A to 2A. Now you got a 2A district meet under your belt. What's your analysis now that you got one of these done?
The Cedar Valley is very fast. That is my analysis. We know. I mean, you know, talking to the boys, you know, you can't shy away from competition. I have a good relationship with, you know, Dyke and Denver and, you know, Appling and Parkersburg, and you know, they knew that with us coming in to the 2A. realm, that we were gonna, you know, bring something to the party per se. And you know, we came in and our kids were excited about it. They knew they had to rise to the challenge, and you know, this district was super fast, and we were glad that we trained to be right along with it.
And end up coming in first in the team standings, and while that really doesn't do much as far as state qualifying, I'm sure it's got to be gratifying to not only do it you know, on your home track, but I mean, I'm sure that's huge for this program too.
Yeah, I think, you know, I go back, you know, it makes you smile because you go back to the first day, the first meeting with kids, and you know, you have 35 kids in the room, and there's, you know, you're filled with optimism, and you know, you're trying to recruit, and you're trying to throw out slogans and mottos and all that stuff, and you know, you go back to the main values of your program and what's your goals, and it's win a conference title, win a district title, and we just came up short to the conference to an extremely good Dyke team. And, you know, we were able to kind of bounce back and get them here at the district. So doing it on our home track just makes it extra special.
Well, we'll catch you next week down in Des Moines. But any final thoughts on the events of tonight?
No, we're excited to go down there, hopefully run our best. And, you know, we're excited about a few opportunities that we do have down there. And it's a great time for the kids to enjoy such an accomplishment and run in that type of environment.
Grundy Center Boys track coach Chris Conger, thank you very much.
Thank you.
AP Girls track coach Alex Pollock joins us after the state qualifier here in Grundy. Coach, right now we're at 3 auto qualifiers. I guess how did tonight's events align with your expectations coming into it?
Well, you know, we were talking beforehand, and if we got 6 in, you know, we would feel really good about it. And, you know, we're kind of waiting on 3 or 4 other ones right now. And so that's right where we were hoping to be. So, you know, in the big picture, I would consider it a success. You know, we had some really, really good performances tonight. And, you know, just happy for our team. And you know, it's kind of a culmination for how hard we worked this year and in the off season. And I just feel really happy for our girls right now.
Well, the shuttle hurdle team gets one of the auto bids. And that was one that I know you were concerned may not even happen. So how awesome is it to see them come out and get that second place finish here tonight?
It's unreal. You know, 2 years ago or two weeks ago, we weren't sure we were going to have that team together after starting off really strong. And finishing last year, you know, as third place at state. And so we've kind of had to claw back. We've had to look at contingency plans just in case. But, you know, we talked to our girls tonight about, you know, everybody's just got to run just a tad bit better this time. And they did that. Every one of our girls ran their best time tonight, and our time was unbelievable. So really happy for that team.
Quinlan Schultz gets it done here in her freshman year. What can you say about what she's been able to do this year and tonight?
Just unbelievable effort. You know, she's got some health things that, you know, when she's done running, like, she just works so hard that she basically collapses. And for her to regain her composure, come back for another one, do the same thing, regain her composure, come back for another one, is just, I mean, it's resiliency. It's unbelievable toughness. And she had an unbelievable night. And as a freshman, you know, she's setting herself up for a heck of a career here.
And then Olivia Bellows in the high jump, really no surprise here, but she came out and took care of business tonight with a PR or a season best as well.
Yeah, and it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just that she won, it was how she won. I mean, she was by herself for quite a while, and that's a great thing. And so we're hoping we can build momentum for state next week, and you know, to go out and get a PR, a height that, you know, she'd struggled with for a long time is very refreshing and very deserving for her.
And then when it comes to your bubble event, so what are those looking like right now?
Well, you know, our distance medley, we feel pretty good about that. You know, we have some connections at some other regionals, and you know, we would have won those regionals, so we feel really good about that. Our 4x8 is a really similar deal. We feel pretty good about that. You know, Olivia in the 100 hurdles, she ran an excellent time tonight. Excellent time tonight. And so we'll just kind of wait and see on that one. Our 4x4, you know, we ran solid. We ran a PR by 4 seconds tonight. Just don't know if it was quite enough. We'll kind of wait and see. So it's, you know, it's going to be a long wait, a really long wait. But, you know, we'll kind of be checking in on the other districts, and hopefully we have a little bit better idea by the end of the night.
Well, either way, we'll catch you next week at State. But any final thoughts on how things went tonight?
Just happy for our girls. You know, today was a difficult day with the heat and everything like that. But we prepared. Our girls were locked in. We did everything that we had to do to be successful today, and I'm just really proud of them.
AP Girls Track Coach Alex Pollock, thank you very much.
Family picnics, kids' ball games, graduations, whatever the reason you're getting together, you need groceries. And go to Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center for some great deals this week, including from the meat department at Brothers, fresh ground beef, 93% lean for just $3.99 a pound. You can pick up pork sirloin roast for $1.99 a pound and make some grilled cheese or cheeseburgers with Best Choice Cheese singles, 2 packages for $5. A lot of other specials going on this week, so shop Brothers Market for your groceries, Highway 175 and Grundy Center or Highway 57 in Parkersburg. They're open 7 days a week. It's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Back one final time on this week's edition of the Brothers Market Sports Beat on 98.9 KQCR. A big thank you to all of our guests on today's show, including Tate Niemeyer, Rhett Peters, Libby Jansen, Adria Niemeyer, Dave Price, Dahlia Gardner, Jarek Hall, Adam Shipper, Chris Conger, and Alex Pollock. If you missed any of today's program, you can find it on demand at radioonthego.com. Then be sure to tune in again next Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. for another edition of the Brothers Market Sports Beat. That's it for this week's show. I'm John Moenkel for Radio On The Go Sports.
You've been listening to Brothers Market Sports Beat Show with Radio On The Go. If you missed any of today's interviews, you can listen back on the podcast available under the Sports tab at radioonthego.com. Be sure to thank the team at Brothers Market Stores in Parkersburg and Grundy Center for being the exclusive sponsor of the Sports Beat, heard each Saturday on 98.9 FM KQCR. Tune in again next Saturday at 10 a.m. for another edition of the Sports Beat, brought to you by Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.